I don't see anything particularly odd with Tsvangirai deciding to go to church. And since I didn't see the video, I'm only aware that she went there, so I don't know what transpired. So most of what I have heard is basically hearsay. But my take would be that he has a right to go and worship and fellowship anywhere he wants to, and there is nothing spectacular about it. The fact that he used to hold the position of prime minister in Zimbabwe doesn't change the fact that he's a human being, he meets challenges, and he seeks ways of meeting and facing those challenges, whether they are spiritual or they are material or they are financial. I think it's commendable that he's seeking spiritual guidance, if that's what he's seeking. And I think it's a step in the right direction for him, given the hard times that he has been facing in recent days.
Some people, including the government media, are saying that this shows the height of desperation. What's your take on that?
I think it's very insulting. It's insulting to say that seeking God is a sign of desperation. I think seeking God is the first step of any wise man. I mean, if the people who run our media houses or who run the editorial policies are people who use the Bible as a point of reference, they'll know that the Bible clearly says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So a wise person, a wise man, will always find time to repent, find time to seek God, or find time to introspect. And a lot of times, introspection has to do with evaluating where you are spiritually.
But Ms. Ndou, one thing that people are talking about is that if indeed he was seeking God without seeking power to rule Zimbabwe, he could have gone to a church in Harare. What's your take on that?
My take is still the same. It's about choice. I mean, such a question would be like asking why one person chooses to go to a Catholic church while another one goes to a Pentecostal church. Why other people believe Makandiwa's prophecies and why others don't?